Mudcat pitcher, line drive to Quillacy on the hop. Frank has it. Mudcat has pitched a one-hit shutout, and they're engulfing him on the diamond.
The pitch to Herbeck. Fastball swung, a long drive. Center field, way back, it is a grand save.
The pitch to Gladden, ground ball to first. McGriff steps in the bag, out there, throw to the plate, safe. Twins lead, 6-5.
It was quite a finish last night in the opening game of this Dream Series, the 1987 Twins winning by the narrowest of margins, 5-4. Tonight, Game 2, and it features a pitching matchup of Jim Mudcat Grant and Burt Blyleven. Hi, I'm Mike Woodley, your host for the Dream Series On Deck Show. Tonight, we won't be worried about the weather. No, we're inside. But we'll still be aware of the thunder in the dome. Game 2 of this Dream Series and the loud hysteria of the frenzied Metrodome in Minneapolis. On the way in, I noticed National Football League players walking a picket line. But this NFL strike, it's certainly taking a back seat tonight. No, there's no talk of replacement Vikings. We're getting ready for the dream matchup, the 87 Twins versus the 1965 Twins in Game 2. But down on field level, I can barely see John Gordon. Oh, he is standing up. It's just that he's in a sea of homer hankies near the 1987 Twins dugout. Gordo ready to chat with left fielder Dan Gladden.
What are your thoughts about facing Jim Cott?
Well, I know he's a golden glove out there, so I'm just going to probably bunt on him. And hopefully Tripp coming off the mound, the fielder.
Yeah, seriously, though, he can field this position well.
Well, that's true. I know he won, I think, 15, 16 gold gloves in a row. So player that I am, I've got to challenge somebody and make him earn that gold glove.
All right, now, Billy Martin is the third base coach of the 65 Twins. He's been baiting you just a little bit. Tell me a little bit of, have you talked back to Billy at all?
Well, I think in that case, as soon as he opens his mouth, I'm going to pretty much charge the dugout and go after Billy and get him before he can get out on the field.
Yeah, this looks to me like this is something that's brewing here in this series.
Well, that's true, and you know Billy, that's part of his game is talking, and of course, I'd rather not talk and just show my action.
Okay. Your thoughts on this series? What about the 65 club, Oliva, Killebrew, Allison? Does it match up against the 87 team?
Oh, no, not at all. I think Tony with the bad knee and Killebrew a little bit overweight. And I think the 87 twins, we've got Herbeck who's overweight as well. And so I think we pretty much got them beat in that aspect, in the pounds.
Good one, Dan. I only hope Herbie didn't hear you say that. I'm wondering, though, what the 65 team is thinking about after last night's game, a tough loss. Well, let's find out with the voice of the Twins, Herb Carneal.
Hi, everybody. This is Herb Carneal. Tonight on the Dream Series pregame show, we'll talk with the first Twins player inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame, Harmon Killebrew. Harmon, everybody wants to know, can you compare your 1965 Twins team with the 87 team you're now facing?
And I think the two ball clubs are excellent hitting ball clubs. Speed-wise, maybe our club is a little bit better in speed. We're probably deeper in depth of our ball club. But the 87 club certainly has a great defensive unit. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Tom, what, in your opinion, is the key to this series?
Hitting is going to be a very key part in this ball game. Generally, good pitching beats good hitting, but here it's going to be tough to hit maybe against some of these tough pitchers. So I'm just hoping that we can outscore them.
Your team has already seen Frank Viola, and now they're going to face Burt Blyleven tonight. What are your impressions of the 87 Twins pitching staff?
Boy, I don't know. Those guys look awfully tough to me. Of course, Viola, you know, he's got that great changeup, and when you look at Blyleven, I played with Burt, so I remember that great curveball. It's two tough pitchers for us right there. I watched Les Straker pitch a lot, and I know the type of pitcher he is. He's got good control, and if he's on, he can be tough. So it's going to be a tough series.
Yes, Harmon, the series will be a tough one, and we certainly look forward to Game 2 coming up in just a few minutes. This is Herb Carneal.
All right, thank you, Herb. Don't go anywhere. After a short break, Dave Lee will talk with members of the 65 team as they compare notes on this noise. They're playing their first game ever in any dome. You're listening to the Dream Series on the Twins Radio Network. Well, while we were away, ABC's own Al Michaels came storming into our booth and seems he's having some problems with his hotel room. 65 Twins outfielder Bob Allison didn't leave him any complimentary bottles of cola. Now's hotel, and now he's upset.
Well, let's only hope none of this complaining leaks out to the members of the print media. Well, all that aside, Dave Lee is back with us tonight, and he has heard an earful from the 65 Twins team.
The scene of the Dream Series shifts to the Metrodome tonight. And with all the excitement surrounding the game, we were wondering what the 1965 Twins thought of their first shot at playing under the roof. We talked to the players earlier, after they had a chance to walk around on the dome floor. Jim Cott spoke for many of his teammates. The crowd shouldn't affect their play.
That wouldn't bother me as much as just the fact of the dome itself and the atmosphere in there, and the fact that with AstroTurf and the dimensions, it's a much more difficult park to pitch in. Plus, outdoors with a little wind blowing, it helps a pitcher that depends on a breaking ball, helps your ball break a little bit more. So it's not a pitcher's situation in the dome.
Jim Mudcat Grant will start on the mound tonight, and he actually is looking forward to a big reception from the hanky-waving fans.
That's the great part about it. I mean, anytime you can get in a ballpark with a lot of people making a lot of noise, isn't that what sports is all about? Who cares? Make more noise. You know, I don't care about that.
Many players talked about games in Boston and Chicago when the crowd was hard to handle. The pressure of the Dream Series games also could raise the tension for the 65 team, already down one game to none. Twin shortstop Zolo Versailles says you can get used to the noise.
It's going to be very tough because, you know, there's something new for us, something completely new for us. But, you know, you get used to it. You get used to like anything else.
There is also a question about which team the fans will cheer for. Don Mincher isn't concerned about blocking out the raucous fans.
Not at all. No, I don't think so. I think once we get into the game, you know, it kind of blocked that thing out. Beforehand, maybe a little bit, it would bother us. But I think once we get into the game, it's not going to be a factor at all.
So the 65 team isn't concerned. Earl Batty says he would rather be outside, however.
Well, that's why we're hoping for a little snow in October, because we've been used to that kind of weather. We figure the weather's on our side because we've had a lot of experience playing outdoors.
The Homer Hankies, the whistles, the trains rumble, and all that screaming will be part of Game 2, which starts in just a few minutes. Next up, on the on-deck circle, we'll hear from the leadoff man, Sid Hartman, and 1965 Twin starting pitcher Jim Mudcat Grant, when we return.
All right, Dave, more to come. You're listening to the Dream Series on the Twins Radio Network. Hi, this is Mike Woodley, back with the on-deck show before the start of tonight's Game 2 of this Dream Series. Can the 1965 Twins afford to go down 2-0 in this set? Well, probably not. And you can only bet the oversized Twins jerseys that are hanging in center field that this 87 team will try to go for the jugular on their home turf tonight. Next up, the leadoff man with Sid Hartman. Sid is ready to grill one of the starting pitchers tonight, Jim Mudcat Grant.
Good evening. This is Sid Hartman with the leadoff man before the start of tonight's team, number 2 of the Dream Series. I'm talking with tonight's starting pitcher for the 1965 Twins, Jim Mudcat Grant. The 1965 team lost the first game last night. Mudcat, what did you think of Frank Viola last night? Do you think you could have matched up better with Viola?
Frank Viola would be a tough pitcher. I mean, I faced Whitey Ford. You know, I faced Don Drysdale. I faced some tough pitchers in my time. And Frank Viola would be that tough a pitcher. You know, going into the game, you can't afford to give up too many runs. So I would suspect that it would be a sort of a tight little game or something like that.
You will be pitching in the Metrodome tonight. What are your impressions of that stadium?
Well, it's the same as you would be pitching in the Boston ballpark. You know that there are going to be some balls going out of the ballpark. What you try to do is you try to minimize the effect of the home runs that are going to be hit. So the people in front who get on base, you got to keep them off base so that when you get to the big guys, if they do hit a home run, it won't hurt you real bad.
Puckett, are you worried about Puckett, Gagne, and Newman stealing bases on you in the dome?
Well, you definitely have to watch Puckett and Newman on the base pass because that's one of their attributes. So, you know, they can steal a base, provided that the game is tight or if it's a big game, but you have to watch what they're doing. Newman is fast. He can run, so you got to hold him on. You got to change the count of the times that you're going to throw the ball to the plate.
That is tonight's starting pitcher for the 1965 team, Jim Mudcat Grant. Join us all for the action. With the leadoff man, this is Sid Hartman.
All right, Sid, and the first pitch is on the way with Herb and John calling all the action. Tom Kelly has already brought out the lineup for tonight and returned to his corner seat of the dugout bench.
you got to do now is find out who is that bat boy sitting next to TK. I know he looks familiar. Well, over in the 1965 dugout, there's a number of puzzled faces right now. They're getting ready to play indoor baseball for the very first time in their careers. All the Twins are ready to start, and so are we. Stay with us. Game two of the Dream Series is coming up next. The Dream Series between the 1965 American League champion and the 1987 World Series champion Minnesota Twins, brought to you by Gedney Pickles. It's the Minnesota Pickle, Treasure Island Bingo and Casino, located just outside of Red Wing. And by John Deere. Nothing runs like a deer.
Everybody, and a very good evening to you from the Metrodome. This evening, the 1965 Twins and the 1987 Twins continuing the best of five series. The 1987 Twins taking the opening game at Metropolitan Stadium yesterday by a score of 5-4. And this evening, the 1965 Twins, managed by Sam Neely, playing for the first time in a dome stadium. They will go with right-hander Jim Mudcat Grant, who had an outstanding year for the 65 Twins, winning 21, losing only 7, had 14 complete games. And for Tom Kelly's 87 Twins, it'll be right-hander Bert Blylevin, who won 15 and lost 12, and now has won 244 games in his career in the major leagues. The best of five, game number two, coming up here at the Metrodome. We'll continue the series tomorrow back at Metropolitan Stadium. Well, the weather has cooled off considerably. We got a lucky break because it was in the low 60s when we started the ballgame yesterday afternoon at Old Metropolitan Stadium. It was in the low 60s, and right now the official outside temperature is 46 degrees, but inside the Metrodome, a very comfortable 72. So with the right-handers, Blylevin and Grant hooking up here tonight, let's get over to John and the rest of the starting lineup.
Thanks, Herb. A capacity crowd here this evening as the Minnesota Twins of 1965 try to even this series, losing game one yesterday by a score of 5-4. Here the lineup Sam Mealy will have for his 65 Twins. Leading off is the designated hitter, Sandy Valdespino, the DH, batting for the 65 Twins in game two. Valdespino did not play in game one. Batting second at third base, Rich Rollins. Batting third and playing in right field will be Tony Oliva. In the number four spot for the 65 Twins, playing at first base, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth and playing in center field, Jimmy Hall. Batting in the sixth position and playing in left field, Bob Allison. Batting seventh and playing at shortstop, Zorlo Versailles. Now, Versailles was the leadoff batter in yesterday's game, but he's batting in the number seven spot in this game this evening. In the number eight spot will be the catcher, Earl Batty, and batting ninth will be the second baseman, Frank Pulisic. Sam Mealy has the DH for tonight's game, and Valdespino will lead off as the designated hitter. He'll be followed by Rollins and Oliva, then Killebrew, Hall, and Allison, then Versailles, Batty, and Pulisic. For Tom Kelly's 87 Twins, ahead in this series, one game to none with a 5-4 win yesterday. Leading off and playing in left field, Dan Gladden. Batting second will be the second baseman, Al Newman, his first appearance in this series. Batting third will be the center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth and playing at first base will be Ket Herbeck. Batting fifth will be the Twins' third baseman, Gary Gaetti. In the number six spot and DHing will be Randy Bush. Batting in the seventh position. And playing in right field will be Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth will be the Twins shortstop, Greg Gagne. And batting ninth for the 87 Twins will be catcher Tim Laudner. Tom Kelly's lineup against right-hander Jim Mudcat Grant. He won 21 games during the regular season. It's Gladden, Newman, and Puckett, Herbeck, Gaetti, and Bush, Brunansky, Gagne, and Laudner. As mentioned, it's very chilly outside, 46 degrees, but a very comfortable 72 degrees inside the Metrodome. Many of the 65 players kind of smiling and laughing about playing their first indoor game. They're very pleased to be indoor, especially with the weather outside the way that it is, but they're also looking forward to what will be a brand new experience for them. Now, after the presentation of the ceremonial first ball toss with Carl Pohlad, the present owner of the 1987 Twins, doing the honors, Calvin Griffith yesterday, Carl Pohlad tonight, and Minnesota's own Prince is expected to visit our radio booth here later this evening. We're certainly looking forward to having our good friend Prince come up to say hello to us here in the radio booth, performing the national anthem, We're Set for Baseball in Game 2 of the Dream Series. And Herb, there certainly is a different atmosphere here tonight than in Game 1. It's just amazing. It's almost like the difference between night and day.
Well, it certainly is, and it'll be interesting, John, and fans to see what the noise factor does to the 1965 Twins, because as we've alluded to, they have never played in an indoor stadium like this, and also they have never played in a stadium with an all-artificial surface playing area. So it'll be kind of a really new experience for the 1965 Minnesota Twins, who kind of rolled through the regular season with 102 wins and only 60 losses to win the American League pennant. So right now, Sandy Valdespino getting ready to lead off for the 1965 Twins against the right-hander Bert Blyleven, who won 15 and lost only 12 during the regular season. Bert Blyleven, 244 Major League wins, 204 losses. He had 8 complete games on the year compared to Mudcat Grant's 14 for the 65 Twins. Left-handed batting, Sandy Valdespino, ready to go. Sandy, a 261 hitter during the regular season. And Bert Blyleven on the hill now, taking the sign from Tim Laudner. Swings into his windup in the first pitch of the ball game. A fastball is outside. Ball one. Sandy Valdespino, about 5 feet eight, 175 pounds. Not a home run hitter, but he'll use all the field. He hit just one home run and was used mostly as an outfielder, designated hitter, and a first baseman. He is, of course, the designated hitter for the first time, actually, playing here at the Metrodome, where they will use the designated hitter, but they will not use one in the ballpark, Metropolitan Stadium. Valdespino takes a strike called on the inside corner. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Rich Rollins on deck. Antonio Oliva to follow. And the pitch by Blyleven. Valdi swings and lines one out into shallow right field. It's going to fall in, though, for a base hit. A looping single into right field for Valdespino to start the game. And the 65 Twins have a runner on first and nobody out. Defensively for the 87 Twins, with Laudner behind the plate, they have Gaetti playing third, Gagne at short, Newman at second, and Herbeck at first, Gladden, Puckett, and Brunansky in the outfield. And Rich Rollins at the plate for the Twins. Valdespino, of course, didn't play in the first game. Rollins was 0 for 3, did knock in a run with a sacrifice fly. And the set now by Bert Blyleven. Here's the pitch, and Rollins around a bunny taps the ball back out towards the mound. Blyleven picks it up and throws it to Lombardozzi, covering, or rather Al Newman covering for the out. It'll be a 1-4 put out. A sacrifice for Rollins, getting Valdespino to second. Blyleven to Al Newman on the put out at first base. A sacrifice for Rollins. And next will be Tony Oliva. Tony had 2 hits in the game at Metropolitan Stadium and drove in a run. The batting champion in the American League for the second year in a row. And Blyleven starts him with a breaking ball low and inside. Ball one. No score here in the top of the first inning, with Valdespino on second. One away. Oliva up and Harmon Killebrew on deck. Now the set by Blyleven, and the pitch. It's the fastball, a strike called on the outside corner. 1-1 now to Tony Oliva. They play Tony slightly towards right in the outfield. Gladden, Puckett, and Brunansky out there. Coaching for the 65 Twins, Jim Lemon at first base and Billy Martin at third. Tony Oliva at the plate now as Blyleven takes the sign from Laudner. Here's the set by Burt and the pitch. It's a breaking ball, swung on and lined out into right field for the base hit. Brunansky charges the ball. Here's Valdespino around third. He's going to try to score. Brunansky's throw to the plate. The slide by Valdi, and he is safe at home. A close play. And now Laudner
turning and arguing with plate umpire Greg Trask and Tom Kelly coming out to argue the play. A very close play at the plate, a fine throw by Tom Berdansky, but not quite in time to get Valdespino at the plate, and the 65 Twins have taken a 1-0 lead. A single for Oliva, his second RBI in the series, and he's down to second on the throw to the plate.
That was really a great slide by Valdespino, and that's the reason he got in. Bernanski's throw was a strike to Tim Laudner on one hop. It skipped off that AstroTurf and came right to his glove, but Valdespino had a fine hook slide and just caught the edge of the plate. Tom Kelly quite upset. He's taking his hat off, and he's pounding it by his side right now, but it appears that the call will stand. Of course, just an argument by TK, hoping that maybe he gets the next call in this Dream Series.
Well, Laudner immediately turned around and started to jump all over Greg Kast, but it's a 1-0 lead now for the 65 Twins. And Harmon Killebrew at the plate takes the hook outside. Ball one from Bert Weiland. One ball and no strikes. Harmon Killebrew hit a two-run homer in the first game of the series. Hit 25 homers during the regular season, although he missed about 2 months of the season with that injured elbow. Now the set by Blylevin and the pitch, and Killebrew swings and hits a high fly ball into deep left, fairly deep. Back goes Gladden. Oh, he has room, is under it, and Gladden makes the catch for the out, and Oliva will stay at second base. Killebrew with a fly ball to fairly deep left field, so there are two down now with Oliva on second, and Jimmy Hall at the plate. Jimmy Hall, 0-3 in the first game of the series, left-handed batter, and they'll play him to pull the ball here against Bert Blylevin. And the first pitch to him is the fastball, low and outside. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. Jimmy Hall, 20 homers during the regular season, drove in 86 runs. Now, Oliva getting his lead at second here with two out, and Blylevin has the sign, takes the set position, looks to second, and delivers another fastball outside, and it's ball two. 2-0. Bert obviously trying to keep the ball away from Jimmy Hall. Of course, they would have the option to possibly try to pitch around him here with first base open and Allison on deck. Oliva on second and two out. Now the pitch on the way. Another fastball cut on and foul. Back to the screen by Jimmy Hall. And now it's two balls and one strike. Allison batting sixth for the 65 Twins this evening, with Versailles, Batty, and Quillacy making up the bottom third of the order. 1-0. The 65 Twins leading in the top of the first inning. Oliva getting his lead at second. Blylevin ready to go. And the pitch, the fastball is swung on, and there it goes. Jimmy Hall connects with this long drive into deep right field. It's going to go all the way. A home run for Jimmy Hall in the upper deck here at the Dome. A two-run homer for Jimmy Hall, scoring Oliva. And the 65 Twins now lead it by a score of 3-0. Not much doubt about that one when Jimmy Hall hit it. Bert Blylevin kept throwing him the fastballs, and Hall really put the wood to that last one and hit it in the upper deck in right field. Jimmy Hall to give the Twins a 3-0 lead here in the first inning. And now Dick Sutch has gone to the mound to talk to Bert Blylevin, who has given up three runs and three hits here in the first inning. And now the call has gone down to the 87 Twins bullpen, and they're going to get the knuckleballer Joe Niekro and the left-hander Dan Schatzeder warmed up. Well, I thought for a moment, John, that they might put Jimmy Hall on there with first base open, but they elected the pitch to him, and it kind of backfired.
Yeah, Bert got behind on the count, 2-1, and he came in there with that fastball, and Jimmy really gave it a ride. This is ironic that both starters for the 87 Twins, Frank Viola yesterday and Bert Blylevin today, they really struggled in the early goings. You could almost tell as you watch Bert pitch to Sandy Valdespino and also to Tony Oliva. He only had one pitch on the bunt to Rich Rollins, but he's not in the groove. He just doesn't seem to have his rhythm right now, and the bullpen is quickly heating up. I'm not too sure that the Twins are, 87 Twins are real confident that Bert's going to be able to even last this first inning of play.
Being roughed up here early, and the first pitch to Allison is a curveball outside, ball one. That seems to be one of the problems with Bert here in the first inning. It looks like he's having trouble getting the breaking ball over. No one on and no one out now as he delivers the fastball outside to Allison for a ball, and it's 2-0. 2-0 to Bob Allison. Zoilo Versailles now waiting on deck. Allison had one hit in the first game of the series, was 1-for-4, and 23 home runs during the regular season with 78 RBIs. And Blylevin throws the curveball, and it's in the dirt. Ball three, 3-0. So Bert really having trouble here
just seems unable to get the breaking ball over. And, of course, if he can't do that, he's really in trouble, especially against the team with the power that the 65 ball club has. The 3-0 delivery is taken on the outside corner by Allison for a strike, and now it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Playing Allison as a pull hitter. As Blylevin swings into his windup and delivers, he throws a curve, and it's low and outside. Ball four, and Bob Allison gets a base on balls. So Blylevin continues to struggle here in the top of the first inning, and it'll bring up Zoilo Versailles. Zoilo batting 273 during the regular season with 19 homers, drove in 77 runs. The first pitch to him is cut on, and he fouls it right at the plate. One strike to count. Allison, of course, is capable of stealing a base. Zoilo Versailles with a count of one strike. And the pitch on the way by Burt is swung on, and Zoilo lines the ball out into right field. It's going to fall in there for a base hit. Brunansky over to his right comes up with the ball, and Allison on his way to third will go to third on a single to right center by Zoilo Versailles. With two out, Allison could run as soon as the ball was hit, so he has no trouble getting to third base as Versailles singles to right center, the fourth hit of the inning for the 65 Twins. And it looks like this may be all. Yep, John, I think they're going to go to the bullpen here and lift Burt Blylevin.
Yeah, he just didn't have it here in the first inning. Tom Kelly has seen enough. He's out to the mound right now and asking for the ball from starting pitcher Burt Blylevin. In the game one of the Dream Series, it was Frank Viola on the ropes, although he survived the first inning and then pitched well as he took the 87 Twins into the sixth inning. But here tonight, Burt Blylevin getting a good hand from the capacity crowd and, of course, a partisan crowd for the 87 Twins as Burt walks off Joe Niekro, the right-handed knuckleballer, is being called in from the bullpen. We'll give you the update on Niekro when we come back, but right now, there's a break in the action with the score, the 65 Twins 3, the 87 Twins nothing, and we'll be back after this message. Joe Niekro, who came to the Minnesota Twins mid-season, is pitching now for the 87 Twins. Joe coming from the New York Yankees. And Niekro, so far, making his first appearance in the Dream Series. And for Joe, this will be his 28th appearance. He appeared in 27 games during the regular season. Niekro had a record of 7 wins and 13 losses combined with a rather high ERA, 5.33. And, of course, Herb, he features the knuckleball. Right-hander Joe Niekro from Lakeland, Florida, assuming the pitching chores for the 87 Twins here in the top half of the first inning. And the 65 Twins trying to even this series in a hurry as they have a 3-0 lead, and the batter is going to be Earl Batty.
Okay, Earl Batty up there against the knuckleballer and takes the first pitch low for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Runners at the corners here for the 65 Twins. Batty, the eighth man to come up in the inning. Now the set by Joe Niekro, and the 1-0 delivered to Batty. He swings and lines one out into left field. That's going to be in there for a base hit. Bob Allison is going to score to make it a 4-0 ball game, and Versailles will pull up at second as Batty singles to left. Earl's third hit in the series. He's now 3-for-5. That's his first RBI. And it's a 4-0 lead for the 65 Twins. And, of course, the first four runs and also the runner on second, Versailles, still the responsibility of Burt Blylevin, who gave up four hits and a walk in two-thirds of an inning. So now Frank Quillacy at the plate, and he takes the first pitch for a strike from Joe Niekro. Quillacy completing the batting order now for the 65 Twins here in the first inning. They have batted around, scoring four runs, have Versailles on second and Batty on first, and Quillacy takes the pitch outside and low for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Joe Niekro takes the sign from Tim Wadner and delivers, and Quillacy looks at a strike as the knuckleball dipped over that time, and it's one ball and two strikes. Frank, who had the one hit in the first game of the series, was 1-for-4. Now one ball and two strikes. 4-0 to 65 Twins leading in the top of the first inning. And the pitch by Niekro, a cut and a miss by Quillacy. He's down on strikes to retire the side. But a big start for the 1965 Twins in their first game in a dome stadium. And apparently they liked the looks of things here because they came up with four runs, five hits, and they left two runners on. First half inning, the 65 Twins 4, the 87 Twins nothing.
Well, a fast start for the 65 Twins with four runs off of Bert Blylevin, who has since departed, and Joe Niekro is now on in relief. One of the great features of the games here at the Metrodome will be the Homer Hanky. The partisan 687 Twins fans have this hanky that they wave in the air just constantly. And even now, they're starting to wave it as the 87 Twins come to bat in the bottom half of the first inning. It's really a sight to see with this crowd of over 55,000. Almost all of them have their Homer hankies out and starting to wave them now as the 87 Twins come to the plate. Dan Gladden hoping to get things started for the 87 Twins, who are down by a quick four runs at 4-0, Herb.
Okay, John, and Dan Gladden leading it off for the Twins. Batted 249 during the regular season with 8 homers and 38 runs batted in. And the first pitch to him is outside, ball one. Jim Mudcat Grant, 21 wins and only 7 losses. He led the league in shutouts with 6 and had 14 complete games. Dan Gladden, who was 2-for-5 in the first game of this series. And Grant, the right-hander, winds up and delivers. Gladden swings and hits the ground ball right to Rollins at third base. He's up with it, throws it across the diamond to Killebrew, and there's one away. Dan Gladden out on a third to first put out. One down for the 87 Twins, and next will be Al Newman, replacing Lombardozzi here against right-hander Jim Grant in the second game of the series. Al, a very versatile performer, batted 221, no homers, 29 RBIs during the regular season. Looks at a strike on the outside corner from Grant. Bert Blylevin, of course, gone now, but both he and Mudcat Grant, no-nonsense pitchers. Nothing fancy. They just have the standard assortment and just go right at the batter. Here's the windup by Grant, and the pitch is swung on, and here's a bouncing two-hopper out to the right side to Frank Quillacy. He's got it. Flips it over to Killebrew, and an easy out on Al Newman. Two up and two down on four pitches here for Mudcat Grant, who likes to economize and doesn't usually throw too many pitches in a ballgame. So here's Kirby Puckett now, who had 3 hits in the first game of the series, was 3-for-5, including a double and 2 RBIs. Jim Mudcat Grant swings into his windup, and the pitch, and Puck swings on the first pitch, hits it high in the air to center field. Jimmy Hall moving over to right center just a few steps, is under it now, and Jimmy Hall makes the catch in an easy inning, 1-2-3 for Mudcat Grant. And after one inning now here at the Metrodome, it's the 65 Twins 4, the 87 Twins nothing.
Well, certainly a contrast in styles in the first inning of play as Bert Blylevin and Joe Niekro rocked around by the 65 Twins for a four-run first inning for the 65 Twins. Jim Mudcat Grant, well, he hardly worked up a bead of sweat in that bottom half of the first inning. 1-2-3 as he retired Gladden, Newman, and Puckett without any trouble at all and only a total of 5 pitches. So the 87 Twins trailing by a score of 4-0. Game 3 of this series scheduled tomorrow for the Metropolitan Stadium, where we'll return to where the first game was played. And it looks like it's going to be Camilio Pasquale to pitch for the 65 Twins. And for the 87 Twins, Les Straker right now is the probable starter for Tom Kelly. Here we go to the second inning, and it's back to the top of the order, and Valdespino to lead off once again.
Little Sandy Valdespino, who singled in the first inning, and he swings and beats a foul down the first baseline on Niekro's first pitch. It's 0-1. Rich Rollins on deck and Tony Oliva to follow. Knuckleball of Joe Niekro on relief of Bert Blylevin. And the pitch to Valdi is outside of ball. 1-1. Sandy Valdespino made a great catch earlier this season in a game at Cleveland with the bases loaded. Larry Brown hit what looked like a homer, but Valdi climbed the wall in left field at Municipal Stadium and made the catch to retire the side, and the Twins won that game 6-5. And the pitch on the way, he swings and hit the ground ball. Shortstop way, it's Gagne to his left, up with it to throw to first base, is in time. Got him by a step. Nice play by Gagne to his left to come up with that ball and throw Valdespino out. One away, and next will be Rich Rollins. Richie put down a sacrifice bunt from Blylevin to Newman. 1-4 put out in the first inning, but got Valdespino to second base, where he scored on Oliva's base hit, a disputed play at the plate, but he was called safe. And Rollins looks at the knuckleball in there for a strike, 0-1. Nothing in one to count. Joe Niekro, one of those knuckleballers, and of course, it's imperative that he's able to establish a knuckleball for a strike to be successful. And he got that first pitch over to Rich Rollins. The next one is low for a ball, 1-1. 1-1 to Rich with Tony.